हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंतां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति
मूर्ति
भागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगांस्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नो माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्यभोगांस्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनैः स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसो नस्तुरीयः Before I enter into the Karika number 37, I want to clarify the doubt you had yesterday. Because this is the only Karika where the sentence is not complete. The words, we have to supply some words to make the sentence complete to get the complete meaning. That is why it sounded a little bit. I did explain, assumed also you understood. Of course, you understood, but some conflict we clarify it. See, न आत्मभावेन नाना इदम् इस सेंटेंस इट्स नॉट अ कंप्लीट सेंटेंस इदम् न दिस डज नॉट एग्जिस्ट दिस इज नॉट न मीन्स नॉट बट यू हैव टू सप्लाई द वर्ड अस्ति इदम् नास्ति अस्ति इज नॉट यू हैव टू ऐड सप्लाई द वर्ड for those who are what following on online, 34th Karika, I'm just clarifying it. See, idam, you take first quarter of the sentence. Atna atmabhavena na. Na atmabhavena idam na. So what does it mean here? Idam means the universe. Idam jagate nasti. अयम् प्रपञ्चः नास्ति दिस् यूनिवर्स् डस् नाट् एक्सिस्ट् हौ Atmabhavena, as identical with Atma. Okay, that's the meaning. Then, what it means is, the universe is mithya prapanchaha. Universe is mithya material, okay, material world. It doesn't have existence at all. It does not exist at all. Only if it exists, you have to talk about what? Whether it is identical or it is non-identical. Is different or non-different? When can you talk about different? This object exists. Then you can talk about it as what? Whether it is different or non-different from something. So, we are here, you are seeing from the standpoint of the Atma, standpoint of the Paramarthikam Satyam. See, already we have seen two instances, in two Karikas, Gaudapadacharya said, this universe does not exist. It is as best non-existent. That is why it doesn't have creation, dissolution, etc., moksha, nothing. Then he said, no adhyasaha, no adhishtanam. Now he is saying here, the universe does not even exist. Therefore, you cannot even talk about its universe being identical with Atma, non-identical with Atma. That's what he conveys. So what we have to understand, this universe, which is, okay, only from the standpoint of the empirical reality, when we're analyzing this jagat, what about its how real it is? Then we understand this universe does not exist as identical with Atma. That is the meaning of the first quarter. Okay. So the word nana is there. Okay. That is why nana means what? It does not exist. Okay. This universe does not exist. Variegated. Exists to be varied, variegated. Then, one more, when I say does not exist, identical with Atma also means, why? Because it does not exist, okay, to be the same in content also. Because the universe does not have the content of the universe's Atma. I always use this expression, the substance of the substantive universe is Atma. Just as the substance of the substantive ocean is water. So, substance of substantive universe is what? Atma only. It doesn't have no separate content. So, it's not non-substantial namarupa. Okay? So, in the first sentence, he only analyzes, there is no difference between Atma and Anatma. Atma and Jagat. Jagat is Anatma. There is no difference. Okay? It's not identical. Not identical means what? There's difference. If difference is there really means, difference means what? Not identical. It is not the same. Not one. Atma and Anatma are not one. Okay. Which means, oh, if not one, are they two then? No, they're not two also. Why? Svenapi na kathanchana. Okay. Somehow. Okay. Kathanchana. Svenapi na asti. It does not exist somehow, independently, on any account. It does not have independent existence. It is not identical with Atma. I mean, it must be different. It must be existing separately. No. It is not. Okay, it's not different. This means say, it doesn't exist independently. That is why not two. So the first quarter says they're not one. Second quarter says they're not two also. This is one first step of understanding. Next step of understanding is what? The jagat does not even exist. When this is first understanding is the standpoint of empirical reality. From the standpoint of absolute reality, Jagat does not even exist. Where's the question of talking about it being identical, being different? Okay, this is the meaning of the first sentence. Second sentence. See, na prithak na aprithak kinchida kinchida asti. Na prithak na kinchida. Na prithak na aprithak kinchit asti. The word kinchit literally means little, but here kinchit is object. There is no object which exists different from the different from another object. The whole Jagat has been negated as what? The Jagat does not, Jagat is not identical with Atma, nor is it different from Atma. Therefore, they are not one, they are not two. Therefore, what? Universe does not exist at all. The content, the substance of the universe, substantive being the Atma, is only appearance of the Atma. There is only Atma. This is the, okay? So we are seeing the same thing from two different standpoints, from the Vyavaharika standpoint, and analyzing. Then analyzing, what do we say? It is, doesn't exist. It's identical. It is non-different also. They are neither one nor two. The standpoint of the Atma, it doesn't even exist. Paramatik Satyam. The second sentence we say, kinchit na prithak na aprithak asti. It means, there's no difference between two objects also. First we say, then, no object exists different from other object or non-different from other object. Why? Because no object exists, first of all. Only if the object exists, you can talk about the object, whether it's different, it is non-different, that analysis comes when? But it must be there, no? It doesn't even exist. So, from the standpoint of Vyavaharika Satyam, you have to say what? There's no difference between two objects. Because they're essentially one. From the standpoint of forms and names and functions, they may differ. That difference is not countable because they are non-substantial. This is one. From the standpoint of absolute reality, no object first of all exists. Therefore, it is neither different from another object, nor is it non-different from another object. That's why double negatives. Na prithak na aprithak kinchid asti iti tattavidaha viduhu. How do we say here? Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary makes it very clear. Asatvat. Okay. Is it clear now? Asatvat na prithak vidyate. Asatvat, because of its absence, it doesn't even exist, it's not even present here. Asatvat, due to its non-existence, it does not exist, okay, to be different or non-different, doesn't even exist. Na aprithak vidyate. Nothing exists, non-different also, because it doesn't exist. Swamiji, phonology's translation is the best.
When you explain it, now I can
find it. Okay. Let me go to the next. We'll see this 37th Karika. Very simple, beautiful verses. Very, very... Nistutir nirnamaskaro, niswadhakara evacha, chala chalani ketascha, yatir yadrichiko bhavet. Yadruchiko bhavet. You already seen the meaning of this, Karika. See, a jnani, it is not that jnani should not do namaskaram, not should not do any glorification of Bhagavan, should not sing in praise of Bhagavan, should not chant mantra. That it should not. What it implies is, there is no necessity. Why? Because all these disciplines have served their purpose. What is namaskara for? Offering of obeisance, salutations unto Bhagavan, has served its purpose. Singing in the glories of Bhagavan has served its purpose. So all forms of worship, all forms of namaskarams, all disciplines the person has been following throughout the life, they've served their purpose. That is the meaning here. Now, we understand the second chapter Bhagavad Gita, the verse. Sarvataha Sampluta Udake. Okay. Sampluta Udake. Then, Yavan Arthaha. Yavanartha, how much is the use of reservoir full of water in a place, okay, floating in water? Sarvataha sampluta udake yavanartha. Tavan eva artha brahmanasya vijanataha brahmanasya sarveshu vedeshu. That much is the use for a brahmana wise person, even all the Vedas. All the Vedas are of as much use as for a wise person, like the reservoir of full of water in a place floating in water. So also here, that is what is meant here. Nistutihi, the person, all the disciplines the person has been following have served their purpose. There's no, not necessary anymore. So then what should be, you know? Nistutihi, nirnamaskaraha, niswadhakaraha. There's no more need for him to do any agrikarya, agnikarma, fire ritual, performing rituals, offering oblations unto pitrus or unto devatas. So devata karma, pitru karma, no ritual. All those rituals are disciplines also. Commitment. It's all for mental preparedness. It's all for, you know, finally, mental preparedness only. Mental preparedness, the Shastra Pramanam, has served its purpose. So they're not required anymore on the part of a jnani. Then, second words are beautiful. Chala achala niketaha. Chala achala niketaha. Esther also explained to you this one. Chala niketaha. Chalam is deham, shariram. Deha chalaha, shariram chalam. Body is mobile. This person has identity with the physical body when he has to transact in this world for the fulfillment of his unavoidable biological needs. Achalaniketa, otherwise, achalaniketaha. He remains himself. See, what is your abode? Niketam means abode. What is your abode? Where your attention is placed, you are there. I may be sitting in Bahamas. If I'm thinking of Coimbatore all the time, physically I'm here. Where I am, where my mind is, there I am. I'm not physically here. Like that. Here, jnani is achala niketa. Even though he may be anywhere in the world, but physically, but his mind is only in Bhagavan, mind, but only in Paramatma Swarupam, then which is unmoving reality. Achalaniketaha. See, attention is totally placed in Atma means what? Attention is withdrawn from everywhere. Then he is achalaniketaha. So this person, because he has a vision, he cannot lose sight of the vision which has already assimilated. Therefore, he is always achalaniketaha. Occasionally, he becomes chalaniketaha. So, he is Chala Achala Nikyetaha. Yatihi, I explained already yesterday. Yadruchikaha. Yadruchaya yallabhyate tenatuhtaha bhavati iti yadruchikaha. So this person is aptly satisfied, pleased with anything comes in his life. Okay, whatever comes, it may be food, it may be clothing, it may be shelter, it may be anything that comes in life, he is satisfied. Why satisfied? Because this person, jnani, is not dependent on anything external for his happiness and satisfaction. In jnanam, he has paripurna trittihi. He is a person of absolute satisfaction. Because he is reveling in the vision of the nature of the fullness of happiness. For him, it is his swarupam. Therefore, he is not dependent on external things for his satisfaction. People feel dissatisfied with one thing or the other. It's because once you are satisfied, dissatisfied with yourself, there will be dissatisfaction everywhere. That's why it is possible for him to be satisfied. Just to accept as things come because he's independent. That emotional, the freedom from emotional dependence he enjoys now. Emotional dependence being there, not there, always has only satisfaction for him, irrespective of whatever comes in life. Whatever he gets in life, doesn't matter. Okay, this literal meaning of the Karika. Let us enter into this Bhasham today. Stuti Namaskaradi Sarva Karma Varjitaha. Stuti Namaskaradi Sarva Karma Varjitaha. Page number 392. Samskritam as well as English. Okay. Stuti Namaskaradi Sarva Karma Varjitaha. Jnani is devoid of, free from all forms of activities such as, okay, offering obeisance, performance of rituals, etc. So, Sarva Karma means what? He is free from mundane as well as, okay, secular, sacred activities. Vaidika, Laukika Karmas. See, what we should understand here, that doesn't mean he does not do any action at all. How he is free? He is free from doership. You must remember here. Is Varjitaha means what? He's not that physically he does not need to perform, but even if he happens to be involved in some activity, okay, still he is free from doership. Why? Aham Asmi Karta. That attribute Kartruttam superimposed upon the Atma has been resolved. Bhoktuttam has been resolved. All the attributes superimposed upon Atma have been resolved. All the wrong notions have been corrected. Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Asmi Brahma. Aham Karta Asmi, Bhokta Asmi. Those attributes are not there anymore. So, Kartruttam being not there, he is not the doer. One more point we have to add here. But, Jnani, there is no need for the Jnani anymore to do things. We also hear about people like Janaka. Even after Jnanam, they were doing things. Bhagavan Krishna says, Vartaye Vacha Karmani. I'm involved in activities. So, even Jnani does not need to specifically perform these because these are all, they produce palam, benefits. Jnani is no more dependent. As a Karma Yogi, one performs activities without being attached to the results of actions. Expecting the results, being attached to the results of actions. As a Jnani, one does not recur results. Still, even if he performs, he is free from doership. Therefore, he is absolutely free from all forms of rituals, all forms of activities. Okay? Worldly and the mundane, and also religious disciplines. స్తుతి నమస్కారాది సర్వకర్మ వర్జిత. ఓకే, దెన్ శంకరాచార్య సేస్ త్యక్త సర్వ బాహ్యైషణ, త్యక్త సర్వ బాహ్యైషణ, త్యక్త సర్వా బాహ్యా ఏషణా, ఏన త్యక్త సర్వ బాహ్యైషణ. ఏషణా మీన్స్ ఇచ్చా, డిజైర్, డిజైర్, క్రేవింగ్, ఆస్పిరేషన్. ఓకే, ఏషణ. సో సర్వా ఏషణా త్యక్త, ది వన్ హు ఇస్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్స్, డిజైర్స్ ఫార్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, బాహ్య విషయ ఏషణా, బాహ్యేషణా. సో త్యక్త సర్వా బాహ్యా ఏషణా, ఏన త్యక్త సర్వ బాహ్య ఏషణ, త్యక్త సర్వ బాహ్యేషణ. దిస్ పర్సన్ ఈస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్స్ ఫార్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్. We know very well, desire is a symptom of the disease of sense of inadequacy centered on I. The sense of inadequacy centered on I is possible only when a person, okay, has wrong notion about the self. It's only when he has wrong identity. When limitations of the anatma, body, mind is superimposed upon the atma, now he is no more, he is free from the sense of inadequacy centered on I, because having arrived at, ascertained, assimilated one's own nature of one's own essential nature being fullness of happiness, being free from sense of inadequacy, he is no more, he is free from the hold of desires. That is why he is tyakta sarva, tyakta sarva eshanah. సర్వ బాహ్యే త్యక్త సర్వ బాహ్యేషణ, బాహ్యేషణ. సీ, నాట్ దట్ జ్ఞాని గివ్స్ అప్ ది డిజైర్స్, డిజైర్స్ బికమ్ రిజాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ హిమ్ బికాస్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో మోర్ డిజైర్స్, నాట్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో దిస్ నథింగ్ కెన్ ది ఇన్అడిక్వసీ బీయింగ్ నాట్ ద డిజైర్స్ కెన్ బి ట్రిగర్డ్ ఫర్ ద డిజైర్ టు బి ట్రిగర్డ్ to see something, when you see something or enjoy something, experience something, disease can be triggered from subconscious only if there is inadequacy. If at all diseases are there, there will be non-binding diseases because of janmantra samskara, because of the parabdha karma vashat. If at all jnani has some things, there will be non-binding, because the jnani will not be dependent on the fulfillment of desire for his happiness or security. Therefore, definitely he is tyakta sarva bahyaishanaha. Okay. Then, pratipanna paramahamsa parivrajyaha iti abhiprayaha. The idea conveyed here is this. Jnani actually pratipanna paramahamsa parivrajyaha. Whether a person wears saffron robe or not, he is a person of absolute renunciation. You can say the person takes to his life of sannyasa. He doesn't say he should take sannyasa here. This jnani, pratipanna paramahamsa parivrajyaha, should take is not mentioned here. He is given to the life of sannyasa, is a person of absolute renunciation. Irrespective of whether the person wears the saffron robes or not, he is real. A jnani is a real sannyasi. Why? Because he is free from, totally he is free from the attachment. Who is a person of absolute renunciation? The person who is no more dependent on action or result of action or external objects, enjoyment of objects and pleasures for his happiness or security. The person who is absolutely self-dependent for his happiness and security. one who has taken ownership of happiness, fullness as his own swarupam, such a person is parivrajaka, pratipanna paramahamsa parivrajyaha. Okay. Iti abhiprayaha. No, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad quotation is given. Etam vai tam atmanam viditva ityadi shrutehe. Here again, the stuti statement is quoted by Shankaracharya in support of his commentary on Gaudapacharya's Karika. Etam vai tam Tam etam atmanam viditva. See, tam and etam atmanam. Etam is this atma. Tam means that. So, that paramatma, the only truth of the entirety of the universe, obtaining as the nearest self, very content of I, having discovered that atma. Atma, the person choicelessly revels in the vision of fullness. We always say this beautiful state, there is no greater luxury than, okay, like knowledge. So this person has, so tam etam atmanam viditva, what happens? He lives as a renunciate, as a person of total renunciation. Every jnani is a sannyasi, really speaking. Who is sannyasi? One who is not dependent for his happiness and security of anything in the world. He is a real sannyasi. He has renounced. For him doesn't exist. From the standpoint of absolute reality. Okay, so this shruti from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the Shruti Pramanam also is given again. In this context, Shankara Bhagavatpada also quotes a Bhagavad Gita verse from the 5th chapter. Tad buddhayas tad atmanaha tan nishthas tad parayanaha gacchantya punaravrittim jnana nirdhota kalmashaha. He has given only half sentence, okay? Tad buddhayaha, tad atmanaha, tan nishthaha, tad parayanaha. 5th chapter, 17th verse. Tad buddhayaha, tan nishthaha, tad parayanaha. That truth, that reality, obtaining truth of the entity of the cosmos, obtaining as the rest self. Okay, the truth, tad buddhayaha, those whose mind is only in that truth, tad atmanaha, for whom that very truth is the self, tad nishthaha, those are committed to that, tad parayanaha, for whom, people for whom accomplishing that, discovering the truth is the ultimate goal. Such people, gacchanti punaravrittim. Such people in due course of time attain jnanam, then punaravrittim gacchanti. Gacchanti apunaravrittim. Gacchanti punaravrittim. Apunaravritti is what? Not being born again. Means they attain videha muktihi. They live as given muktaha, they attain videha muktiya, apunaravrittim gacchanti. How? Jnana nirdhota kalmashaha. Oh, kalmashaha, the blemishes in the form of punya papams, sanjita agami karmas. No, they got all those kalmashas dissolved, negated, resolved. In the light, in the wake of theology. Jnanena. Jnanam helps a person resolve all one's punya papams. This is what Bhagavad Gita says. I'm giving you the meaning of the Gita verse. Jnana nirdhota kalmashaha. Those who got their blemishes in terms of punya papams, sanchita agami karmas, everything completely destroyed, okay, by knowledge. How? By resolving the doership and enjoyership. By giving, resolving all wrong notions about the self. And who are the people who attain? People who are committed to the pursuit of jnanam, whose mind is always in this Atma Swarupam, the teaching of the Shastram, and who live their lives having the Atma Jnanam as the ultimate goal. Such people attain jnanam, as a result of jnanam, they attain Videha Mukti. Apunaravrattim Gacchanti, that is the complete verse. Okay. Ityadi smritescha. Okay. Now he moves on to the next verse. Chala chala nikitaha. That he moves on to the next word in his commentary. The word chalam, first he takes the word. The chala chala nikitaha is taken for commentary now. Chalam. What is chalam? Shariram. Pratikshanam. Anyatha bhavat. He explains, this was Shankar Bhagavatpada's beauty is, every word he'll take, why body is chalam, why body is said to be mobile, or moving. Moving not only because it's moved from here to other place. It's said to be mobile, it's said to be chalam, because pratikshanam anyatha bhavat. Pratikshan, every second, okay, it undergoes a change, becoming different from what it is. Chalam means what? Moving from, physically moving from one place to another place, also moving, isn't it? But he gives a beautiful different meaning. It's not physical movement. Not because, of course, body is physically also moving. Not because of the movement, physical movement of the body from one place to another place. Body is said to be chalam because pratikshanam anyatha bhavat. Pratikshanam anyatha bhavaha dehasya. Every second, body is undergoing changes, constantly changing. Therefore, it is not the same as what it is. Next, second. Pratikshanam anyata bhavat is at vichalam. Okay. Achalam. What achalam? Atmatattvam. The truth of the self. Atmatattvam. Okay. So, when does he become Chalaniketaha, when does he become, when is he Achalaniketaha? He says, Yada kadachit bhojanadi vyavahara nimittam. Yada kadachit, once in a while, okay, bhojanadi vyavahara nimittam, for the sake of transaction such as eating, etc. That's why I said to take care of, okay, natural biological urges. Yada kadachite, not all the time, I'm a sannyasi, I'm a jnani, I'm hungry. No, yada kadachite, bhojanadi vyavahara nimittam. Yada kadachit means once in a while, sometime or the other, bhojanadi vyavahara nimittam, for the sake of the transaction, okay, the worldly transaction in terms of eating, etc., once in a while, this person, what now? No, he becomes body conscious. Body conscious means he, then he uses, he interacts with the world. Only then he comes back, attention comes to the body only then. Otherwise, He says, next is, Akashavatu Achalam Swarupam Atmatattvam. Akashavatu Achalam Swarupam Atmatattvam. Why Atma is said to be Achalam? Akashavatu Achalam Swarupam. So this Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness. We know this reason, isn't it? Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Why? Atma is the subtlest reality. Being the subtlest, it is the most pervasive, absolutely all pervasive. Being all pervasive, it cannot move from one place to another place. It's also unmoving. So, it is of the nature of changelessness, motion, not physical movement, also changelessness. Body is of the nature of undergoing changes. Body undergoes subject to change. Atma is changeless. Change means motion. Change involves motion. Atma is of the nature of motionlessness, changelessness, because being the subtlest, absolutely all pervasive like space. Akashavatu Achalam Swarupam Atmatattvam. Okay. Atmanaha Niketam. Niketam is ashrayam. Atmasthitim. Vismritya. Aham iti manyate. Atma swarupam vismritya aham iti manyate. Atma swarupam vismritya. When he takes his attention from his clearly ascertained nature, Atma swarupam vismritya aham iti manyate yada tada chalaha deha niketaha. See, whenever attention is taken away from his own swarupam, when he thinks, okay, aham, when the cognition I comes for him, see, I comes means what? Already has identity with the body. Then he is chaladehaha niketaha. Then this changing body, subject to change, is his niketa, his abode. Chalaha deha niketaha yasya saha ayam evam chala achala niketaha. What does it mean here? This jnani is always, because he has a clear ascertained vision of his swarupam being Atma, he doesn't lose sight of that. Only for the sake of some vivahara, he has to bring attention away. Vismritya. Swarupam vismritya, when he thinks aham, then he is chalaniketaha. His body identity, consciously body identity, when there is a requirement. Otherwise, he just remains himself. Achalaniketaha means just being one's own self. That implies what? Having a very clear vision of one's swarupam being Atma. Evam chalaachaniketaha vidwan. Such a wise vidwan, he's a jnani here. Na punaha bahya vishya ashrayaha. This also already explained. Such a person, punaha, na bahya vishya ashrayaha. He is no more dependent on external objects at all for his existence, for his happiness, for his security. Sahacha yadruchikaha bhavet. Now we want the last word. Yadruchikaha bhavet. Yadrucha prapta Yadrucha, unexpectedly whatever attained. In terms of Kaupina. Kaupina means what? Loin cloth. Whatever is gained as loin cloth. Achadanam. Achadanam means covering. Achadanam, for covering himself, even he gets loin cloth. Then grasa means food. Grasa matra. So whatever food he gets also for eating. All for what? Dehasthitihi. Grasa matra dehasthitihi. So even the food he eats, he just, you know, there is whatever he gets unexpectedly, the food or clothing or shelter. Shelter is not mentioned here, it's including. He accepts them, he is happy with them, satisfied with them. He needs them only for maintaining the body. Dehasthitihi means what? Dehasthityarthameva, only for sustaining this body. Whatever food he gets, he satisfied. Whatever, you know, he gets for covering himself, achadanam, even the loin cloth, he is happy with that. He is satisfied with that. Because there is no dependence on what he gets for his happiness or satisfaction. Yadrucha prapta kaupina achadana grasa matra dehasthitihi. Only for sustaining, maintaining his physical body, whatever he needs, whatever he gets, he is happy with that. So emotional dependence is not there. Emotional requirement is not there. Leaning is not there. Therefore, the satisfaction. What he gets externally doesn't matter at all. It's all in perspective, isn't it? Okay. 37th Karika is over. The concluding Karika, 38th Karika.
Tattvamadhyatmikam drishtva. Tattvamadhyatmikam drishtva. Tattvam drishtvatu bahyatah. Tattvam drishtvatu bahyatah. Tattvibhutastada ramah. Tattvibhutastada ramah. Tattvadaprachyuto bhavet. Tattvadaprachyuto bhavet. Tattvibhutastada ramastattvadaprachyuto bhavet. Tattvibhutastada ramastattvadaprachyuto bhavet. Tattvamadhyatmikam drishtva. Tattvamadhyatmikam drishtva. Tattvam drishtvatu bahyatah. Drishtvatu bahyatah. Tattvibhutastada ramah. Tattvibhutastada ramah. Tattvadaprachyuto bhavet. Daprachyuto bhavet. So now this jnani, tattvam adhyatmikam drishtva. Adhyatmikam tattvam means what? Tattvam drishtva, having recognized, having discovered, having arrived at, having stumbled upon the reality of the entirety of the cosmos, which alone lends existence to the entity of the cosmos, as the nearest self, reality obtaining as the nearest self, as the very content of I. This way, adhyatmikam means what? Tattvam is the reality of the whole. The only reality of the entirety of the cosmos is tattvam. That tattvam he pashyati, he drishtva, he sees. Where does he see? Adhyatmikam. As the nearest self, as very content of I. For him, the substance of the substantive I is pure consciousness. How substance of a substantive wave is water. Minus water, wave is a non-substantial form. So, I does not refer to physical body. I does not refer to subtle thoughts. I does not refer to any of the material aspects. I does not refer to anything material. I refers to non-material, pure, formless, abstract reality, consciousness. When a person understands, I refers to the experiencer, knower, that there's no knower at all other than consciousness. I told you many times, the knower is a temporary qualification attributed to this abstract formless reality. When we use this Shastrokta, Shastra revealed Pramanam methods built in the Shastram, we do arrive at the reality as abstract reality, formless reality, subtlest reality, and that reality alone is there as the experiencer knower. Therefore, there's no experience also really speaking. That experience knower is only temporary qualification attribute to the Atma from the standpoint of the experience. Okay? That is what is the truth. So this all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence, available for recognition as the very content of I is what? Adhyatmikam. So adhyatmikam tattvam drishtva. He understands the truth as one's own self. When a person arrives at the reality in terms of its nature of consciousness as one's own self, then what happens? He sees the same truth outside also. Bahyam cha tattvam drishtvat bahyataha. You can see the truth has no inside and outside. Absolute reality, the subtlest reality does not have inside and outside. But the person discovers the truth as innermost self, essence, the content of I, is in the mind. Having discovered the truth, he understands that truth, which is free, which doesn't have inside and outside, is there outside also. Bahyatam bhacha drishtva. You cannot see the truth being the inside, outside, free, truth being all pervasive everywhere. To see that, you must first of all know what the truth is. That's why adhyatmikam drishtva tattvam, then bahyataha tattvam drishya, the pashyati. He sees the truth outside also only after recognizing what the truth is. So, what is the very important lesson? Even though reality is all pervasive, only reality, secondless reality, non-dual reality, divisionless reality, undivided reality, indivisible reality, formless reality, still it has to be arrived at in one's own mind as the essential nature of, okay, the very I, the truth of I, the very content of I in one's own mind. That is why first drishtva, first drishtva, adhyatmikam tattvam drishtva, then bahyataha tattvam drishtva, in seeing the same truth everywhere. Externally also, what does that person become? Tattvibhutaha bhavet. Tattvibhutaha. He becomes the very truth himself. Does he become the truth? Claiming the truth being already one's own self is what? Becoming the truth. Tattvi bhutaha bhavati. Literally, how do you translate it? He becomes the truth himself. He becomes the truth himself. He does not become the truth. He is already the truth only. So, discovering the truth being one's own essential nature, thereby claiming the truth, taking ownership of the truth as one's own self, is what? Becoming the truth. He remaining as the truth, remaining as the truth without any wrong identity, being one's own self, is becoming the truth. Tattvi bhutaha bhavati. When you become tattvi bhutaha, then what happens? Tad aramaha bhavati. Tad aramaha. See, ramaha, aramaha, ramanam, rama, all these words uniformly convey one thing, what? Tad aramaha means the person revels in that reality which is his own essential nature. Tadaramaha bhavati. See, reveling in one's own self. What does it mean? Absolutely, there is no second thing other than the truth. I am the truth. So this person, therefore, when the truth alone is there, means revelation cannot be anywhere else, isn't it? Where can he revel? Tad aramaha. What is his only truth in his vision? Tad aramaha. He revels in the truth, that truth which is his own swarupam. Tad aramaha. Then what happens? Tattvat aprachyutaha bhavet. It's a very nice word. Aprachyutaha. One of the names of Bhagavan is Achyutaha. You know? See, na chyavate iti achyutaha. See, being the very, Bhagavan being the very truth of everything. How can truth slip away from anything? See, water can never slip away from the Amarupa called, the former name called wave. Because very truth of the wave. With reference to wave, achyutam is what? Jalam. What is the achyutam? That which does not slip away, move away, deviate away, is what? Achyutam. So here also, instead of, you know, the chyutaha or prachyutaha mean the same. Achyutaha is equal to aprachyutaha. Achyutaha, aprachyutaha mean the same. The prefix pra is that self. Prakarshena na chyavate iti aprachyutaha. Tattvat aprachyutaha bhavet means this person becomes the one who does not slip away from the truth. The truth happens to be the very self. Okay, aprachyutaha. Aham means, but for him there is no aham other than, the aham is only truth only. So, aprachyutaha bhaviti. So, achyutaha prachyutaha. Okay. Achyutaha aprachyutaha mean the same. Achyutaha, there is no prefix. In aprachyutaha, there is a prefix. That's the only difference. Chyavate means what? Slips away. Moves away. But aprachyutaha bhave tattvat. He does not slip away from the truth. How can he slip away? That is the very truth. The pra as a prefix, Swamiji, prakarshena na chavate. Certainly not. Say achyuta, same meaning only, that the prefix actually emphasizes the same fact. Yeah, that, no. Chuta, chutaha, prachutaha mean the same. When you add a, it becomes negative particle, isn't it? Aprachyutaha. Achyutaha. Chyutaha, prachyutaha mean the same. Chyutaha without prefix, achyutaha, prachyutaha with the prefix. But when you add a negative, na chyavate iti achyutaha. Na prachyavate iti aprachyutaha. Aprachyutah tatvat aprachyutah bhavet. Means he cannot take the essence from away from consciousness. You cannot take the light. Light does not slip away from the status of being that illuminator. That is the very truth. Tatvat na prachyavate iti tatvat aprachyutah bhavet. Okay, this is the literal meaning of the mantkarika. What is the bhashyam now? Bahyam. First he says bahyataha tattvam pashyati. The wise person sees the truth externally also, having discovered it internally. Then he sees outside also, because he understands truth being one, all pervasive. So what is what bahyam means? Shankaracharya starts his commentary from the word bahyam. I don't know why. Page number 393. Oh yeah, sorry. This is the following English translation, 394. See, bahyam, of course, bahyam external, we all know very well. But what does he write right here? Prithivyadi tattvam. Prithivyadi tattvam. So, all the entirety of the universe, beginning from what? The elements such as earth, etc. All the elements, all the elementals, and the mobile, immobile beings, their actions, results of actions, the laws which govern the results of actions and the experience of pairs of opposites, the whole. From the standpoint of Atma, where is the Bahyam? There's no Bahyam. There's no, nothing external here. When you say what is as only the truth, where is the external thing? Only from the standpoint of relative. No, reality, we can talk about the external and internal. So, tattvam, okay, he sees everywhere the Atma. Then adhyatmikam cha. What's the next word here? Adhyatmikam cha. Already mentioned the number, Swamiji?
Yeah.
Okay. Page I mentioned. Then adhyatmikam cha. So adhyatmikam is dehadi lakshanam. See, deha lakshanam, body, man's sense complex, okay, also. Rajju sarpadivat, like the rope snake. Swapna maya divat, swapnam dream, maya, magician's magic. Asat, what he says, the individual body, mind, sense complex, which is meant here in the form of, okay, the, which meant by the word adhyatmikam, and the external world of objects in terms of earth, etc., all of them, which means one has to include one's body, mind, sense complex as part of the objective material universe. Adhyatmikam is to be, the bahyam is inclusive of the body, mind, sense complex. So, dehadi lakshanam, individual body, mind, sense complex, etc. Okay. See, the word adhyatmikam means, imply here, the individual body, mind, sense complex. body, etc. So deha adhikam. So we had to include body, mind, sense complex. Then bahya means what? The external world of objects such as earth, etc. Which means the external world, objective universe is inclusive of every individual body, mind, sense complex also. Because everything comes under the category of the known. Now, this entirety of the objective universe, which is looked upon as the external world in terms of earth, etc., looked upon as individual body, mind, sense complex, everything is what? Asat. Non-real, it is mithya. Like what? Rajju sarpadivat. Rajju sarpadivat swapnamayadivat cha. It's mithya like the magic, magician's magic. It's mithya like the dream. It is non-real like the rope snake. He wants to remind, okay, don't forget, because the whole chapter is on what? Because in between he deviated. He went and taught some few things. So he does not want us to forget. He says, no, the whole chapter is on mithyatva. Vaitatya prakaranam establishes mithyatvam of the jagat, universe only. Therefore, you shouldn't forget. Again, he gives same example. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam. I will not translate. You all must have memorized his quotation now. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam. So any vikara, any effect is mere word hanging on the tongue, dependent on the tongue. Which means, see, he reduces the entirety of the object to non-substantial form, name and function. I told you already many times, nama rupa karmakhyam jagat. That's it. What is this jagat? The jagat is nothing but non-substantial form, name and function. Minus atma, minus brahma. There's no jagat. Minus water, there's no ocean. The meaning, the word ocean has no meaning. Okay. The form is non-substantial. The name is non-substantial. Water purpose itself also will not be possible. Minus water. What is ocean? Nama rupa karmakhyam karmakhyam samudraha minus jalam. Nothing. Similarly, minus Atma is abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of infinitude, which is implied by the term Brahma. Without it, abstract reality, Jagat will be not there. Okay, there's no Jagat other than the Atma. Atma alone is. From the standpoint of Atma, you have to say Atma alone is. Is that what? Paramarthika satya, paramarthika drishtya. Therefore, only then you can say vacharambanam vikaraha namadeyam. Just you can say that. Otherwise you can't say that. Ityadi shrutehe. Okay, this statement also proves the same thing that asat. The entirety of the objective universe is mithya, non-real, which means it is as though existent, as though real. Absolutely, it is non-existent. Atma cha sabahya bhyantaraha hyajaha apurvaha anantaraha abahyaha Krishna Akashavat Sarvagataha Sukshmaha Achalaha Nirgunaha Nishkalaha Nishkriyaha Tat Satyam Sa Atma Tattamasi Shvetaketo. Okay, so it's a whole beautiful quotation again from Chandogya Upanishad. Atma, what is Atma? See, Anatma is Asat, established. Anatma is Asat. Anatma does not even exist. There's no such thing called Anatma at all. See, only from the standpoint of empirical reality, Vyavaharikam Satyam, we can discuss about Anatma, it is Mithya, etc. From the standpoint of Paramarthikam Satyam, absolute reality, there's no Anatma at all. There's no Anatma. That is what is said. Asat, all it has been said. Okay, what about Atma then? What about the Atma? Jagat is Anat. Jagat is Asat. Jagan Mithya. One statement is repeated. Isn't it? Repeated. Atma cha sabahya bhyantaraha. Atma is that which is inside and outside, all pervasively. Ajaha, unborn. Apurvaha. Apurvaha means what? Yasya puram kimapi nasti saha apurvaha. Causeless. When you say unborn, beginningless means causeless. The cause is there, it has a beginning. Then it has a birth. Unborn because beginningless. Beginningless because causeless. It's a hetu you have to give. Hetu. Okay. Then, anantaraha, Atma being beginningless, causeless, okay, beginningless, causeless, that's what anantaraha, that's what effectless. Why? Atma is changeless, therefore effectless. See, to be a cause, Atma is not a cause. Atma is not a cause. Not only Atma does not have cause, Atma is not the cause also to have an effect afterwards. Why? Because Atma doesn't undergo any change. Changelessness. Okay? So, avyayatvati, because of its nature of changelessness, nirvikaratvati, changelessness, Atma is not a cause, therefore Atma does not have any effect also. Anantaraha. Nothing, there's no effect after Atma, there's no cause before the Atma, because Atma is beginningless, endless, changeless. You have to say all these things. Then, Krishnaha. Krishnaha means what? Fullness, entirety. Akashavat sarvagataha. Is a whole. Krishnaha here literally means entire. Krishna means entire. Okay. So here, what it implies is Akashavat Sarvagataha. It is all pervasive like this space. Which means it is indivisible, undivided, partless, whole. Sukshmaha, subtle. There's nothing subtler than the Atma. Atma is the subtlest. Why? Because all pervasiveness presupposes, implies what? Subtleness. Being all pervasive. Being subtle, it is the all pervasive. Being all pervasive, achalaha. Achalaha, immobile. Unmoving. You have to add sthanuhu also. If you come across in Bhagavad Gita, sthanuhu achalaha. Does not move. Then the second thing other than Atma to move, to be moved by something else also. So achalaha, sthanu, unmoving. It doesn't move. Motion is not there. Motionlessness is the nature because of its all pervasiveness. All pervasiveness is because of its subtleness. Sukshmatvati sarvagatattvam sarvagatattvati sthanuttvam achalattvam. Then nirgunaha. Absolutely free from all attributes. Nishkalaha, divisionless. Nishkriyaha, actionless. So actionlessness, divisionlessness, attributelessness, all nature of swarupam of the Atma. What is this? Sukshma. So akashavat, சபாஹ்யாபியந்தரஹ ஹ்யஜஹ ஹி அஜஹ அபூர்வஹ அனந்தரஹ அபாஹ்யஹ அபாஹ்யஹ டஸ் நோ நதிங் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் டு ஆத்மா. கிருஷ்ண ஆகாஷவத் சர்வகத அபாஹ்யஹ நதிங் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் டு ஆத்மா. சூக்ஷ்மஹா அச்சலஹா நிர்குணஹா நிஷ்கலஹா நிஷ்கிரியஹா வாட் இஸ் தட் தத் சத்யம் தட் ஆத்மா அலோன் இஸ் ரியல் தத் சத்யம் சஹ ஆத்மா. சோ திஸ் ரியாலிட்டி விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் நேச்சர் ரியாலிட்டி விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் நேச்சர் இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட் அகே எவ்ரி வேர்ட் ஹியர் டஸ் நாட் இண்டிகேட் தி ஆத்மா. Every word reveals the reality Atma in terms of its given nature. See, once you arrive at reality using the Drishiveka Prakriya, you arrive at reality, stumble upon reality, you have to see, you can't help, you are seeing the reality being, experiencer being there, knower being there, that knower observer experiencer being the okay, there you see, and you have to say what is there is only abstract formless reality. And then you see that every word here reveals that reality in terms of its given nature. Because of the extreme subtleness, subtlestness, because of its subtleness, no word can reveal. It only Atma Swarupam has to be understood in terms of, only in terms of its nature. Every word is a Shastra verse. This is how Shastram reveals. That is Satyam, that Atma which is of the nature, Atma which is revealed by these words in terms of its nature, given nature alone is satyam, tat satyam. That truth, that reality, which is of this nature, is what Atma. Okay, Atma, tat tvamasi. That Atma you are that Atma. When the teacher says, I must be quick, dragged from anatma body mental complex and cognitively resolved in abstract consciousness. From the grossest, subtlest, gross, subtle material body mental complex, it must be shifted, I sense, resolved in consciousness. தத் சத்யம் சாத்மா தத்வமசி இதி ஸ்ருதேஹி. ஓகே, வித் திஸ் கொட்டேஷன்ஸ் ஹி ஹஸ் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட் வாட் ஆத்மா இஸ் சத்யம் அனாத்மா மித்யா ஜெகத் மித்யா பிரம்ம சத்யம் ஜெகத் மித்யா ஹஸ் பின் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட். வை ஹீஸ் ரிமைண்டிங் அஸ் அகெய்ன் பிகாஸ் தி ஹோல் சாப்டர் ஆஃப் திஸ் 38 காரிகாஸ் or elaborate explanation of one word in the 7th chapter. Prapancha Upashamam. The 7th mantra, Mandukya Upanishad, 7th mantra, which discusses the nature of the Atma, Turiyatma, there the word used is Prapancha Upashamam. The 38 karikas are elaborate explanation of that one word prapancha upashamam. Now, Atma, this another word is that Advaitam. That word Advaitam is what Atma, which is going to be the content of the one word is going to be elaborately discussed in the following chapter, Advaita Prakranam. The word Advaitam is taken and elaborately discussed in the following chapter, Advaita Prakranam. The two words are picked up by Gaurapada Acharya. 7th mantra is the important mantra we know very well. Two words are picked up from the mantra and one word is elaborated in the 2nd Prakranam, another word, Advaitam, is going to be elaborated in the following chapter, Advaita Prakaranam. Okay. So he, in this, until this this quotation, he establishes ke jagat mithya atma satyam ityevam tattvam drishtva. In this manner, iti evam, in this manner, as explained above, okay, tattvam drishtva, having arrived at exactly what the reality is, tattvam drishtva, having arrived at the reality, having understood the reality, tattvi bhutaha tadaramaha, the person becomes the very truth himself. He remains as the truth. He revels in the truth, which is his own self. Which means, na bahya ramanaha. He does not revel in the external objects anymore. The word ramanaha, ramaha mean the same. They derive from the same root, ram. The one who revels in oneself is Rama. But still we need temple for Rama. We do need. Okay. Tattvam drishtva tattvi bhutaha tada ramaha bhavati na bahya ramanaha. He is no more a person who revels in the external world of objects. Yatha okay. Now he's going to give an example. He's going to compare a jnani who has clear ascertained vision of the Atma with a person who has not yet ascertained the teaching. See, this other person also is the person who is exposed to the teaching, not totally ignorant. The person who is exposed to Vedantic teaching, who is still understanding, but has some understanding, but he is not very clear in his understanding. His teaching has not become very clear for him. So, he mistakes his mind to be the Atma. Mind to be the Atma. Such a person, whenever, let me explain it before it, whenever the mind is calm and quiet, he thinks Atma is quiet. When the mind becomes disturbed, he thinks he is not, Atma is disturbed. It means, he sees himself through the mind. Takes the mind as the self. So mental mind will be of some commotions. Mind is of nature of being disturbed and some will be there. As a jnani, even if the mind is disturbed, because of the paradha karma, whatever is there also, a jnani is the one who can be objective towards his own mind. He knows, in spite of having the disturbed mind also, jnani will not be disturbed at all. If at all, because paradha vashat, disturbance is there also, he will not be afflicted by those disturbances because he will be objective towards his own mind. See, being objective towards one's own mind is the most difficult thing. Not an easy joke. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada mentions only such problems here. Yatha atatvadarshi. He calls that confused person as atatvadarshi. The person who has not yet ascertained the vision of the Atma, atatvadarshi, non-seer of the truth. Non-seer of the truth means what? He sees the mind as the truth. Mind as the Atma. அதத்வதர்ஷி கஷ்டித் சித்தம் ஆத்மத்வேன பிரதிபன்னஹா. சித்தம் ஆத்மத்வேன பிரதிபன்னஹா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹி ஹஸ் டேக்கன் தி மைண்ட் டு பி தி ஆத்மா. சித்தம் ஆத்மத்வேன பிரதிபன்னஹா, தி பர்சன் ஹூ ஹஸ் டேக்கன் தி மைண்ட் ஆஸ் தி ஆத்மா. சித்தம் ஆத்மத்வேன, ஆத்மத்வே மீன்ஸ் ஆஸ் தி ஆத்மா, பிரதிபன்னஹா means one has that understanding, one, the person who has this understanding that he takes the mind as the atma. Why he takes the mind as the atma? He is atattva darshi, the non-seer of the truth. Non-seer of the truth means what? He takes the non-real, non-reality as the truth. தத்துவம், ஹி இஸ் நாட் தத்துவதர்ஷி, அதத்துவதர்ஷி, இஸ் சீர் ஆஃப் தி நான் ரியாலிட்டி ஆஸ் தி ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் அதத்துவதர்ஷி. தி நான் சீர் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி டேக்ஸ் தி நான் ரியாலிட்டி ஆஸ் தி ட்ரூத், தேர்ஃபோர் ஹி இஸ் அதத்துவதர்ஷி. வாட் டஸ் ஹி டூ? சித்தம் ஆத்மத்வேன பிரதிபன்னஹா, ஹஸ் டேக்கன் தி மைண்ட் ஆஸ் தி ஆத்மா. சோ சித்தச்சலனம் அனுசலித்தம் ஆத்மானம் மன்யமானஹா. ஹீ இஸ் கன்சிடரிங் தி ஆத்மா டு பி டிஸ்டர்ப்ட். ஓகே, ஹீ இஸ் கன்சிடரிங் தி மென்டல் டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ். சித்தச்சலனம், சித்தச்சலம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மென்டல் டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ். ஹி டேக்ஸ் தி, வென் தி மைண்ட் இஸ் டிஸ்டர்ப்ட் ஆர் டர்புலன்ட், ஹி டேக்ஸ் தி மென்டல் டர்புலன்ஸ் ஆர் மென்டல் டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ் டு பி தி ஆத்மா. ஆத்ம அனுசலிதம், ஹி டேக்ஸ் தி டு பி, ஹி திங்ஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ். யதா அதத்வதர்ஷி கஷ்டித் சித்தம் ஆத்மத்வேன பிரதிபன்னஹா, சித்தச்சலனம் அனுசலித்தம் ஆத்மானம் மன்யமானஹா. அனுசலித்தம் ஆத்மானம் மன்யமானஹா மீன்ஸ் ஹி இஸ் கன்சிடரிங் தி டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா. தத்வாத் சலிதம் தேகாதி பூதம் ஆத்மானம் கதாச்சித் மன்யதே. தத்வாத் சலிதம் தேகாதி பூதம் ஆத்மானம் கதாச்சித் மன்யதே. பட் ஆல்சோ சம்டைம்ஸ் யூ ஆல்சோ டேக்ஸ் தி பாடி எக்ஸெட்ரா டு பி தி ஆத்மா. கதாச்சித் விச் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹீஸ் அச்சப்படுசிஸ் பிரச்சுதஹா, ஹி ஹஸ் ஸ்ட்ரிப்ட் அவே ஃப்ரம் ஹிஸ் எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர் இன் ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் பீ எக்ஸ்போஸ் டு டீச்சிங் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் லேக் ஆஃப் கிளாரிட்டி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்டில் கன்ஃபியூஷன் பீங் தேர் பிகாஸ் ஹஸ் நாட் அசர்டைன் ரியலி திஸ் இஸ் வாட் ஆத்மா இஸ். I am this Atma. That ascertainment has not yet happened on his part. Therefore, Prachyutaha, this person has slipped away from his essential nature. Prachyutaha. Aham Atmatattvat Idanim Iti. Atmatattvat Aham Idanim Prachyutaha. இதி மன்யதே. வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங். சி, அகம் ஆத்மதத்வாத் பிரச்சுதா இதானீம், நவ் ஐ ஹாவ் ஸ்லிப்ட் அவே ஃப்ரம் மை ட்ரூ நேச்சர். தஸ் திங்ஸ் திஸ் பர்சன் வென் ever his mind is disturbed. He mistakes the mind to be the Atma, mistakes the mental disturbance to be his disturbance. Then he says what? Then he says, whenever mind is disturbed, I have slipped away from my real nature. I can never slip away from real nature. You know or you don't know, that's all. Mental disturbance does not make you slip away from your real nature. Isn't it? Suppose somebody goes and dances on the beach. Does it make the wave go away from the water? What connection? Because Mama is doing puja. Krishna Nambudri Mama is doing puja on the street, you know, there on the beach. Therefore, wave goes away from the water? No. Or water goes away from water? No. So, one's own Atma Tattvam never slips away. Whether you know, you do not know, it cannot slip away because that's your real nature. Like it's all pervasive. Where can it go? The reality being all pervasive, being very nature, very existence of the I, it cannot slip away, it does not slip away. The problem is, when you mistake the mind to be the Atma, based on your mental condition, this person decides. When the mind is not disturbed, he mistakes himself to be abiding in self. When the mind is disturbed, he thinks he has slipped away from his real nature. Got it? See, mental disturbance, mental turbulence should not be the criteria for him to say that, okay, I slip away from my real nature. You never slip away. You cannot slip away. You are not distinguished. You are not distinguished yourself. You have not seen the distinctness, yourself being distinct from the very mind. That distinction has not been clear. Okay. So, Dehadibhutam Atmanam Kadachitam Anyate. Sometimes he thinks, Pratyutaha Aham Atmatattvat Idanim. Pratyutaha aham atmatattvat idanim iti kadachit manyate. Okay. Then what does he think? Samahite tu manasi. Manasi tu samahite. When the mind is calm and quiet and mind is samahitam. Yada manaha samahitam bhavati. Okay. Yad manasi samahite. When the mind is calm, disturbance, free restlessness, free calm mind, then kadachit tattva bhutam prasannatmanam manyate. Idanim asmi tattvi bhutaha iti. When the mind is calm, he thinks tattva bhutam prasannam atmanam manyate. He thinks he is cheerful and he is reality. Tattva bhutam prasannatmanam manyate. Then what does he think? Idanim asmi tattvi bhutaha. Now I am myself. When the mind is calm, this person makes a conclusion, I am now the truth. I am reality. I have not slipped out of my nature. Oh my God, what a big problem. This is very, very important to be objective towards one's mind. It's very easy for one to mistake the mind to be oneself. One has to see the mind, though mind is not distant from the Atma. See, even though Atma is not distant from the mind, of course there's no distance between Atma and the mind. still Atma is distinct from the mind. One has to see that. So that Atma, the non-distinguishable from the mind, is distinct from the mind, being oneself, should be very clear. So that one can be objective towards the mind. So mental disturbance does not make one slip away from one's nature. So this person makes these conclusions. Yada chit manasitu samahite kadachite. Sometimes when the mind becomes calm, undisturbance free, then he considers himself to be the pleased truth. Considers himself to be cheerful and is to be the truth. Which means, idanim asmi tatvi bhutaha iti manyate. He considers himself to be the truth, that only then. So he says, na tade atmavid bhaved. That does not make a person knower of the Atma. Na tada atmavid bhaved. One does not become the knower of the self that way. Atmanaha ekarupyatvat. Atmanaha ekarupyatvat. Not rupya, sarupatvat. Atmanaha ekarupatvat. Swarupa pratyavana. Prachyavana asambhavatcha. The two hetus are given. When the hetu comes, you can see the fifth case comes. Hetvatte panchme. Eka rupatvat. Because of the oneness of the Atma. Atma being one, secondless, is the hetu number one. Swarupa prachyavana asambhavatcha. Because of the impossibility of slipping away from one's nature. Because it's two things, two hetus. Or two hetus. Atmanaha ekarupatvam is one hetu. Atma having the status of being one, secondless, is the first hetu. First reason. Swarupa pratyavana asambhavaha. Impossibility of slipping away from one's nature. So, ekarupatvat, swarupa pratyavana asambhavat cha. Because of this impossibility of slipping away from one's nature, because of the oneness of the Atma, two reasons. Sada eva brahma asmi. Whether I know, whether I do not know, whether you know, whether you do not know, always you are brahma. That is something nice. At least, definitely I am brahman only. At least. Sada eva brahma asmi. Whereas this jnani has what? Jnani has aham sada brahma asmi. Before knowledge also, I was Brahman only. Only thing is, I did not know I was Brahma. Now I know, but now I understand. He doesn't say I know Brahma. For him, aham brahma asmi. Myself being Brahman is known now. If aham brahma asmi, iti aprachyutaha bhavet. The person should become the one who does not slip away from one's own nature. See, once the real nature is understood, then you can understand how Reality can never slip away. You can never slip away from truth. That is why we always say the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the one's own Swarupam is always invariably present changelessly in all the changing experiences. In all the experiences, objects of experience change, experiences change, but the experiencer is invariably, changelessly present. That's what is said to be, that's what is meaning said to be aprachyavanam, non-slipping. Sadaiva brahmasmi iti aprachyutaha bhavet. From what? Tattvad. So one should see that understanding the fact that I am ever slip away from the truth, isn't it? So one should become the one who does not slip away from the truth. Sadaiva brahmasmi aham iti aprachyutaha bhavet tattvat. But sada aprachyuta atmatattva darshanaha bhavet. Jnanihinva sada aprachyuta atmatattva darshanaha bhavet. One should become, repeat again, sada aprachyuta atmatattva darshanaha bhavet. One should become the person of the vision of the truth of the self. One should become the person who does not slip away from the vision of the truth of the self. Which means, one should become the one who does not deviate from the vision of the truth of the self. Sada aprachyuta atmatattva darshanaha bhavet iti abhiprayaha. This is what is the idea conveyed here. Okay? This is the teaching here. So he presents two beautiful quotations from Bhagavad Gita. Shune chaiva shvapake cha panditaha samadarshinaha. Any Bhagavad Gita, people who give talks on Gita or any other text, they can't miss this quotation. When you talk about sameness of the Atma, oneness of the Atma, the only, the secondlessness of the Atma, they have to quote this verse. What the full was? Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shuni chaiva shvapake cha pandita samadarshinaha. Panditaha samadarshinaha. They see the oneness of the truth of all the beings essentially. Physically differences are there. Emotionally, intellectually differences are there. The standpoint of the category, okay, species differences are there, but absolutely all are, though all are not equal, all are one. So vidyavinaya sampannaha, the person who is endowed with the knowledge, learned person, brahmanaha, gavi, cow, hasti, elephant, Shuni chaiva, in a dog eater, swapakaha, an ordinary person. All of them panditaha samadrishinaha. Why? Differences are not real. Non-real. Okay. The non-different, only reality. The Atma only satyam. The Atma of all the beings is one and the same. The truth of all the beings is one and the same. That is the idea. That Atma is what? One's own essential nature. Then one more verse. Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu. This also. Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parameswaram. That was Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parameswaram Nahi Nastyatmanatmanam Tato Yati Param Gatim. It's a complete verse. So, Sarveshu Bhuteshu Samam Tishtantam Parameshwaram. Who is Parameshwara here? Is the Atma. Parameshwara is there, remains in all the beings as the very truth of all the beings. So, na hinasti atmana atmanam. One does not kill oneself. This understanding is there. Trataha param gatim yati. The person attains the, accomplishes the absolute goal. Ityadi smritehe. This is the relevant quotation from Smriti Bhagavad Gita. Therefore what? Advaitam satyam. Dvaitam mithya. Mithya means what? It is neither real nor unreal. If this universe, when you say universe, leave alone the abstract formless reality consciousness. Only consciousness you must leave. Now you know what it is. No, the entirety of the objective universe, including manaha, chittam, buddhi, ahankaraha. Okay, subtle or gross, material forms, names and functions which constitute this inexplicably vast universe does not have independent existence at all. Therefore, it is not countable as a second reality. It is not unreal. It is not absolutely non-existent. Therefore, it is not unreal. Absolutely non-existent like Shashavishanaha, like rabbit's horn. It's not like Shashavishanaha. It's not absolutely non-existent, unreal. If it is absolutely non-existent, there's no need for us to negate. It cannot be negated. If it is absolutely real also, cannot be negated. If absolutely non-existent, it need not be negated. Absolutely real, it cannot be negated. It is as though existent, therefore negatable. That's why mithya. Isn't it? That's why mithya. So it is neither real nor unreal. Then what a technical term? Non-translatable English word. The Sanskrit shabda. Non-translatable. Mithya, mithya. The thing is, why this repeatedly in 38 karikas, they has to be discussed again and again. Now we have very easy verses. Earlier we have understood. No? So many points are they taken as criteria to establish this is real. No. Mainly this is what? Drishyatvate, grahyatvate, anityatvate, karyatvate, because it's a product, it is time bound, it is object of experience, isn't it? Therefore, it is not real, which means it has no independent existence. We have to remember here,
Samanadhikaranyam, the equation of matter to consciousness. Equation of matter to consciousness is what? Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. Equation through negation of the universe as mithya. Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. It is matter is consciousness, we are saying, means, which means there's no matter here. Consciousness alone is here in the form of matter. How are they one? They're not one. Are they two? They're not two. Why not two? Because no independent existence. Material world has no independent existence. Therefore, it is not countable. Therefore, it is mithya. This discussion is only from the standpoint of vyavaharika satyam. From the standpoint of absolute reality, Jagat doesn't even exist. Then how can you say it is mithya? It is as though existent, etc. To arrive at the absolute reality, you are analyzing, understand the Jagat to be mithya from the standpoint of empirical reality. Having arrived at the absolute reality, from the standpoint of absolute reality, there is no Jagat. Jagat doesn't even exist. It's only appearance of the Atma. Atma eva jagadrupena bhati. Atma alone is shining in him of the universe. There's no Jagat. This is what he established in three karikas. He said, there is no creation, there's no dissolution, there's no sadakaha, there's no mokshaha, there's no mukshuhu. He explained all these words. Second verse he said, there's no adhyasaha, there's no adhishtanam also. Third verse he said, there's no difference, there is no entity called a difference, because there's no difference between Atma and Anatma, because Anatma doesn't even exist. There's no difference between two different object, Anatma objects also, because there's no such thing called object which exists for it to be different from non-different from the Atma. So nothing exists at all which is non-different, which is different from Atma. What is there is only Atma. Antat Brahma. So Brahma Astitva Jnanam should become Brahma Asmita Jnanam Asmitva Jnanam. That reality which alone is in the realm of the entity of the cosmos, Ahamasmi. Tad Brahma Ahamasmi. Reality exists, the existing reality in the realm of the universe is myself. Asmitva Jnanam. In Kathopanishad, I explained this last class. So this Vaitatya Prakranam is over. We'll resume Advaita Prakranam. We can have Sunday, we can have meet. Any doubts, anything, we can have another session. Tomorrow, no class anyway. Any questions, Swamiji? People who are watching online can send questions. We can answer on Sunday. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate.